Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Some major cities across America over the Breonna Taylor case. Two Louisville officers were even shot as protesters marched in the streets over the grand jury decision not to charge officers with killing Taylor. I'll go deeper on that. Speaking of the court, the highest court in the land, the push is to name a Supreme Court nominee. The president says he will do so at 5 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. The odds makers are taking bets on what female that will be because he said it's going to be a woman to replace RBG. The Republicans have the numbers. The deck is stacked in their favor, certainly with the Senate, the confirmation hearing versus the Democrats. And Mitt Romney, while he weighed in on something else huge happening with the president and controversy and conspiracy theories surrounding it, he did throw his support the way of the president when it came to the Supreme Court nominee. So that's happening in a few days. And then you've got a New York judge who ruled that Eric Trump must sit for a deposition before the election. What's that all about? Let's dive in first to the Breonna Taylor case. And once again, Kate Delaney, always happy to be dancing with you, even if it's something to do with the law or lawlessness or what's happening across America. Quite often we're always talking about that. So one of the three officers involved in the Taylor case was indicted on first-degree wanton endangerment charges. It's worth telling the story of Breonna Taylor. She's an EMT who was killed in her own house. Three plainclothes Louisville police officers did what they call a no-knock warrant. They executed one. And she was killed. There was confusion about it, and it wasn't supposed to be that house. But it happened. And the demand to see justice, you know, say her name is Breonna Taylor. The demand to see justice for her is intense across America. So that has led to an army of people in Kentucky, but not just Kentucky, Atlanta, Philadelphia, in New York. They saw it too as well. And it's sad. I mean, it's sad what's happening, but it's sad what happened in this case and what didn't happen in the very beginning of this case. So the question is, what is justice for Breonna Taylor? What is justice for her family? And it's clear that the decision was a shocker, I think. I think the decision was a shocker for her family. The two officers, by the way, that were shot because of the protests of the case, according to the interim police chief, Robert Schroeder, one officer was in surgery earlier in the evening. Both are in stable condition, and then they've got a suspect in custody. So that's a good thing because the officers were deployed downtown after shots were fired in a crowded area. And it was serious enough, and they booked it over there to get there as fast as they could. And sadly, that's what happened. When we look at other crimes or justice or weighing the great lady's scales, this seems so outrageously unfair. But once again, I go back to what happened at the beginning of this case. I mean, they broke down her door and they shot her. That's what happened. Not even 30. 26 years old. 26 years old, and that happened. I can't even imagine the anger one would feel. I just can't imagine it. The officers used a battering ram to break the door, fired one shot, who they thought... What happened was her boyfriend fired a shot at what it looked like was an intruder. Remember, they were plain clothes. And he was shot in the leg. So then there was fire returned throughout the whole house, and he was unharmed, but... But Taylor was shot multiple times and died in the shooting. And he said in the 911 call, somebody kicked in the door and shot my girlfriend. It's the saddest call ever. So he was taken away. The boyfriend was taken away in handcuffs. And a grand jury later indicted him on attempted murder of a police officer. No drugs in the apartment, none of that. And there was no police body camera footage of the incident either. So 2 months after the shooting, Taylor's mother filed a wrongful death suit against the officers. Prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump joined the family's legal team to settle the suit. Louisville agreed in September to pay $12 million to the family and enact several police reforms. So that's where we're at this point. But I think the shocker in court was that was not what they were, what the family was expecting was going to happen. In the meantime, Eric Trump has to sit for a deposition, must be questioned under oath by the New York State Attorney General. This is a game changer and one that I'm sure... he doesn't want to do. And it's interesting, he tweeted out, violent crimes are at a historic high in New York, yet the New York Attorney General has plenty of time to tweet out the date for my deposition. I mean, he is kind of right. They tweet everything out, and he tweets that part out. But the son of the president, the executive VP of the organization, had proposed the deposition take place after the November 3rd election. They weren't having any of that. And so that's the ruling that's going to happen before. So I don't know what comes out of that. I don't know. He was trying to request a delay in the interview as part of the investigation until after the presidential election, but... Yeah, they weren't having any of that. The AG is full on after the president. I mean, there's no question. So he has to sit for that deposition. And it's got to be one of those moments where you're like, oh, man, are you kidding? Why can't I get out of this somehow? Can't we wiggle out of this somehow? I don't understand. By the way, circling back to Breonna Taylor, the presidential candidate on the Democratic side, Biden, urged Taylor protests to be peaceful. Be peaceful is exactly what Biden said. The president moved to call up the National Guard because it's gotten so bad there, and the concern is for the people who are in this so-called peaceful march. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Hillary Norton, and it's interesting. This is something I didn't know about. I didn't know about AS and people who struggle with AS, and it's this unexplained back pain. And of course, in my life, I luckily, fortunately, don't have that, but I have so many people around me that have had problems with back pain, and it's making me wonder, even with one of them, if they have this. So, Dr. Norton, thank you so much for coming on, and tell us what AS is.
Thank you for having me, Kate. You know, we're really trying to get the word out about AS and ASPA, which is axial spondyloarthritis. I'm passionate about raising awareness for this, so that's why when Novartis approached me about supporting the Monster Pain in the AS.com campaign, I was so excited to work on this. So AS and ASPA are forms of an inflammatory arthritis of the spine. So this is chronic inflammatory back pain. And many people, as you know, struggle with back pain, but much of that is mechanical. And mechanical refers to conditions that may include muscle spasms or pain that may radiate. But inflammatory back pain is different. This is a chronic form of pain, so the symptoms may come and go, but the disease underlying never goes away. And one of the main differences really is that this pain is better with activity and worse at rest. So one of the hallmarks is this pain will wake people up in the second half of the night, and people will actually have to get out of bed to move around to relieve the pain. So that really differentiates it from other kinds of back pain.
Yeah, so when you have those symptoms, you figure it out, you're diagnosed with it and living with that, what are some of the ways patients can use telehealth, for example? We're seeing how big that is to help even diagnose what that is and to really nail that down.
Yes, I think one of the good things to come out of this year is an increase in telehealth, which is really benefiting patients, and we're able to reach more people. Actually, there is a telehealth option on the monsterpaininthas.com website, so people can actually talk to a doctor and see if it's appropriate for them to get connected with a rheumatologist through that site. But we're using more and more telehealth, as you know, to help treat our patients with AS and other conditions.
Yeah, and for you, you're a rheumatologist, and is this something that this you know, the monster pain in the AS.com, which I think is great that there's the quiz and all the things you can go to and telehealth what we just talked about, but is this something that you're seeing more of?
In terms of AS,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So I think that all of our efforts in raising awareness through this campaign and other ways are really increasing patient awareness of this, because this is an underdiagnosed disease. One of the main issues is that patients develop back pain generally in our 20s. I'm an AS patient as well, so I'm very familiar with this road. And when people develop pain in their 20s, often they're not realizing that this could be a chronic inflammatory disease, and so they don't get to the care of a rheumatologist quickly enough. So we're trying to change that, and we're seeing more people becoming aware that back pain could be chronic inflammatory back pain, and this could be a treatable condition, so it's important to see a rheumatologist.
Yeah. What happens if it goes untreated?
Well, I know that road a little bit myself, because I delayed starting treatment. But if this goes untreated, people really have increasing difficulty in activities of daily living. So pain increases, sleep decreases, because your ability to stay in bed for very long, that time becomes shorter and shorter. So this is a disease that really rages at night. So people have trouble with pain. They can't lie flat in bed. And this really progresses to the point where you have trouble doing activities of daily living, including, just even getting out of bed, dressing, bathing, and all of these things. If it goes unchecked, people can develop actual fusion of the spine and bony changes. Ooh. So, we want to get people in early to see a rheumatologist to develop a treatment plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, I said this website, but it's imperative. Go there if you're feeling this. Monsterpaininthas.com. Dr. Hillary Norton, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so a mini edition of It's Your Health, People. It's Your Health. Pay attention. Speaking of that, a man that I met once in a lobby of a big radio station where I worked, and we had just the greatest conversation, and I recognized him immediately because I had seen him on a couple of shows. The NFL legend Gale Sayers, dead at the age of 77. He's absolutely regarded as one of the best running backs to ever carry a football. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977, the Chicago Bear. And I think so many people know him because of the fact that the central figure in the very tear-jerking movie Brian's Song is based on Gale Sayers' autobiography, I Am Third. The movie is about the friendship between Sayers and his teammate, Brian Piccolo. And that movie was, Brian Piccolo was portrayed by James Caan, and Billy Dee Williams played Sayers, and it was super, super popular. Years later, people go and they watch this movie, and that incredible relationship, I think, was the deal, and he had such a legacy with the Bears. Classy guy. I looked it up today, and I don't know why, because even though, I had the privilege of meeting some really excellent people, and he did in my career, and he has done so much to help, people that are not as fortunate. I had a hat from this station that he must have signed when we were sitting there talking, and we just had a conversation about everything from the weather to football and what was going on at that particular moment, but I know that movie from seeing it many, many, many years after the fact and then finding out about the story. So I have to say it was pretty cool. So RIP to a guy who performed on the field, but he was definitely something so much bigger for what he did for so many people and not wanting lots of credit, not needing his name connected to everything. He didn't care about that. He just cared about what could he do to help other human beings. He was an absolute connector, no doubt about it. Hey, coming up, there's a lot of controversy over Cuties, which is on Netflix, and we're going to kind of take to the streets with two different sorts of stories, very different sorts of stories, where John Dixon defends being a pimp in Las Vegas and the misconceptions of pimping and what it's about, and for the most part, what people don't really know. To them, this movie, Cuties, which, because I think of the controversy, has led to a lot of people now even watching it, where it focuses on a group of 11-year-old girls who form a dance group that performs somewhat sort of sexualized routines, which is to the chagrin of one of the characters' conservative family members. And, you know, promotions for the film led to a lot of people to call on others to remove it. You know, hashtag cancel Netflix was trending for a little bit because of that, because the one scene especially that went viral, they say the amount of hits on it, et cetera, was just outrageous. And the, you know, it was a pedophile's delight. So, looking at how many people have dropped it, they say there have been subscriptions, some subscriptions that have been off because of it. And Netflix had to apologize after a promotional poster for the film was released that it later said was not indicative of what the film was actually about. This, they just said, we're deeply sorry for the inappropriate artwork that we used for Cuties. It was not okay, nor was it representative of this French film, which, by the way, premiered at Sundance. So we've updated the pictures and the description, so that part is good. But, you know, cat's already out of the bag, and the fact is you have people that drop Netflix, but you have people who are flocking to the movie because they're curious. They want to see, what is this controversy about? What's going on, and why did that trend, and etc. So buckle up, and away we go. I'll meet you on the flip side.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More protests in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, after officials decided no one will be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor. One officer was indicted, but it was unrelated to her death. The president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Kristen Clark.
The public expected a different outcome.
One officer was charged for firing into a neighboring home near Breonna Taylor's during the incident. The FBI is still investigating, but Clark says
there is just no accountability here, and the system failed Breonna Taylor.
When asked what he thought of the grand jury's decision, President Trump praised Democratic Governor Andy Beshear.
I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing, and it'll all work out.
This is USA Radio News. At the Supreme Court, people are gathering to honor the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Janet Crawford has more.
Outside the court, crowds gathered in an outpouring of their own, including the president who nominated her, Bill Clinton, with his wife, Hillary. They grieved at the loss of a champion, a hero, an inspiration for generations of women. The line never shortened as people filed by, paying their respects. Justice Ginsburg will lie here in repose until tomorrow night, her former clerks standing by for the public to give thanks, her final act at the court and a life of service.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons, a Republican who refused to require residents to wear masks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Dr. Randall Williams is with the State Department of Health.
I'm thankful to report that both the governor and first lady are doing fine. The first lady is mildly symptomatic, and Governor Parsons is not experiencing any symptoms.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
He's in our virtual green room right now, John Dixon. He's written a book called Rosebud, The American Pimp. And yes, that's right. He was a pimp, and he was on the street for years and years. And his book is fascinating in looking at what his life was like and the misconceptions that people have. John, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about your life, and how did you end up on the streets, and how did you end up making a living as a pimp?
Well, it's like a lot of things. It just happens. But first, let me ask you something. You have your idea of what a pimp is, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure your audience have the same idea or close to the same idea as you have. But that is exactly why pimps prosper. What you guys tell your daughters to look out for, what you describe, what you think of as a pimp or what a pimp does, you don't. And what happens is the girl is out and she meets a person like me. And what they do is end up liking me because of everything they've heard about a pimp is so different than what I am. And before she knows it, by the time she believes that I'm a pimp, because a lot of women that I would meet, I would have to convince them that I was a pimp because I don't look or act like one. And, you know, she's liking me already by the time she accepts that I'm a pimp. So to answer the question, what made me want to be out there was the way I learned to see life in the many different situations that I've been in. And, you know, I think fast and I think a lot. And, you know, I got a clever way of speaking that as I put my words together, it just keep you on edge. And that's what excites the lady.
So, again, that's the misconception of what they think of, what they've seen portrayed in movies, etc. How long were you in that lifestyle? How long did you live, as you described to me, on the streets?
I got out there at about 17 or 18, and maybe I was 55 when I stopped.
Wow. And you probably had other opportunities, I bet, to get out of the lifestyle, but you knew it, right? And that's what you did. You knew the game.
Well, yeah, I did know the game, but I had a lot of opportunities as far as why I was in the game. And you're right, I did know that. But it's more of a lifestyle. And, you know, people look at it about the money. It's strictly the money, all this stuff. And everything that people actually think about a pimp has nothing to do with why a girl would turn out to be a hoe. And it's not that she needs a pimp. She really wants a man, a real man. And a pimp is the only man who can and do see her as a woman. He's the only man that she doesn't need to pretend around. She can be herself. All the other people that see her as a prostitute first and a woman way, way, way down the list. See, I'm talking about what real pimps do, the kind you wouldn't even think was a pimp like me. You could be sitting across from me in a restaurant and not once would you think I was a pimp. You and your audience may not want to believe what I'm saying, but I can prove it. If you go out on a hoe stroll where prostitutes buy their wear or whatever, a lot of people think pimps are out there forcing women to become hoes. But think of this. Who's out there on a hoe stroll more than the tricks and the pimps combined? That's the police. The police is out there. So if this woman didn't want to be there, why don't she just stop the police and tell them? See, no one thinks of that because you want to make yourself believe she's so scared. We don't even be there. We'd be miles and miles away, sometimes in different states. So what I'm saying is I don't want no woman that don't want me. You know, that's sure trouble. And you ain't trying to be in trouble in the streets. You're trying to stay out of trouble. See, there are the ones out there who do all the things that you think or people talk about, but those are the drug users who are just wanting to be able to buy drugs. That's not who meets your daughters. Just as you have bad ministers and child molesting priests and bad, there's bad apples in our barrel too. So what I'm saying is you want us to be seen as traffickers. What pimp has women chained to a bed or beds, 10 at a time, in some raggedy hotel hooked on drugs? See, a pimp is much too selfish for that. He's not going to have a drug user, no, unless he uses drugs too, which that's where you guys come in as far as when you get to describe. You meet those kind of people, and they are the ones that's seen as the pimps and hoes, but they're not.
What made you decide you were going to write the book, John?
Well, you know, as I was out there, I believe it or not, when I became a dad at 43, I started changing my ways. I mean, I was out there, you know, for another 10 or 12 years. My daughter kind of grew up. But what I'm saying is the way I speak and the way I think of things and how vivid I have to explain whatever I'm explaining to this woman, it's like you're writing when you talk to somebody. You speak in a sort of cadence, and it's not that you try to rhyme or anything, but the words come together like that. And before you know it, you're spinning some yarns that really is good. And I just took that to the writing. Of course, I thought I had a pretty exciting life, so that's what I wrote about first. But that wasn't really good writing to me. That's where Rosebud the American Pimp came from. I just thought I could write. So I started writing it. But what that actually did was show me that I could write, and I needed to write some different kinds of stories, not no pimp stories. That's the only book I wrote like that. I got 20 books. And, you know, from religion to vampires to, you know, inventors, I got a lot of different books. But that doggone book about the pimping is just what I wrote first, and it happens to be what the agents have been with me like.
Yeah, because it's unusual to know, to have the real truth from your perspective of what you saw and what people think, what you're talking about, how it's so different from what people imagine, especially with the confusion over trafficking as you described it. Is that what you hope people take away from the book, that what it was really like and what life was like on the streets and all of that?
There's a couple of things I really want. That's one of them. I do want them to see the life. You know, people don't think that there's a justice or anything like that, but there's a court system we have. Me and this other guy is having words. We're about to start fighting or have some kind of gunplay or whatever, and we call it a pimp court. And we say we're going to have a pimp court. And then what would happen, we'd set a time. Me and the person would be there. We would defend ourselves, and a lot of pimps and hoes would be there to hear what's going on. And we have chosen one guy as a judge. And when we state our case and they hear everything and they make a decision, me and that guy, in order to remain in the game and be respected, we have to go along with what was decided. I mean, people don't think that kind of stuff go on in the street. And the women out there, more than anything, they want to be with a pimp, because the pimp actually sees and knows them. They really and truly cannot be themselves with any other type of man. That man is going to see her as a prostitute or a whore or whatever he sees her as first. Whereas a pimp, when he come in, a lot of you guys don't know this. Pimps, when they come in, they don't even be asking for the money or looking for the money like everybody think. Where's my money, you know, girl or whatever you call her? Mm-hmm. No, you see your woman and you start talking to her like, hey, girl, what you have? What's happening? Give her a hug, whatever. And you guys start out like that for the evening. You know, we have real regular lives. We don't grow our kids up to be pimps and hoes. My daughter never even been to jail. She's 24. So my point is, what people want to see us as, and Kate, you may not believe this, is really racial. Everything they see about a pimp is what back in the day people thought about black dudes. And they would say that. And all they have to do is bring it to any type of racial point, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because did you know in the street, the police, when they're getting ready to raid or sweep the stroll and take all the hoes, they ride up to the white girls and tell them, you better get off the streets, we finna sweep. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, it's like a really big deal. You know, we've been dealing with racism all our lives, but you wouldn't think it's out there like that. But it is. The guy didn't want to spend money. He'll look at this white girl and say, oh, yeah, I want to give her $300. And he'll look at the black girl and say, just as pretty, he want to give her $50. It's crazy like that.
Different, so that's why, different rules. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why people like me don't deal with any of the rules of society, because society is just fake a lot. Think about this. A pimp and a hoe be together. I had some 20, 25 years. And the reason they are together is that what separates normal couples is eliminated. Jealousy is cheating and lack of money. Those two things are eliminated completely. Otherwise, that hoe know you a pimp, you gonna have other women. She knows that. And you as a pimp, you know this prostitute gonna be out doing what she do. You know it. So that is eliminated from the criteria. It's not even involved. You never hear them, oh, you cheated on me. You never hear that kind of argument. They have arguments of whatever it is, but not that kind. Not the kind about, I don't have no money, can't afford this, can't afford that. Those are gone. It's really about you and that woman at that point.
All right, so to learn more of these stories and what it's really like, as John is saying, because he's giving you the unvarnished version, Rosebud the American Pimp, it's on Amazon.com. John, thanks. We're out of time.
Okay, well, you know, they can also get rosebudtheauthor.com, or you can catch me at askrosebud@gmail.com. And remember, my name has two D's in it for a double dose of this conversation we're having.
That's funny. Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate you calling.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
But Netflix is doing everything it can to get an avalanche of cancellations. There's a hashtag that's flying around that says cancel Netflix. And why is that? It's because of Cuties. And what is Cuties? Well, Cuties has a scene in it that really sexualizes children. 11-year-old girls we're talking about who are twerking, who are dancing. And it sparked an avalanche of controversy due to even the posters that are being used by Netflix to promote the movie Cuties. So there is a big call for a boycott of Netflix. Joining us now is Andy Berger, JD, a founder of Voices Against Trafficking. We've had her on before to talk about human trafficking and what's happening and how sad it is across the nation. And she's done some wonderful work in helping so many people. Andy, when you first heard about Cuties, what was your reaction?
It was absolutely revolting, Kate. I just have to tell you that it made not only myself sick, but my husband, to think that anyone would pose and manipulate young girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, in a movie such as this. I have to wonder what the parents were thinking, you know, and what the people that were involved were thinking. But clearly, you know, money and influence are the motivating goals of Netflix in this one.
Yeah, do you think they can do anything to help their image with this? I mean, what could they do to clean up what has truly become a mess with it?
Well, that's a big question, but the first thing would be to take the movie off completely. Yeah. But really, I don't know if they can come back from this because now people are going to be watching them. They've lost, I think the numbers were upwards of 700,000 subscriptions and growing. So people are upset. People who have not only their own daughters, but, I mean, basically, it's child porn when you think about it. If anybody else had that on their home computer and were found out, they'd be arrested. So why is Netflix getting away with it?
Yeah, and I mean, this has been something you've worked your whole life in fighting against this, and you're doing everything you can to call to action anything to end human trafficking. I mean, certainly. And you're a survivor of abuse. You know what this is like. And how damaging is this to show this and plant that out there into our society?
At this point, since we don't know how many viewers, it's going to be hard to tell how many more pedophiles, how many more traffickers we're going to get out of this, because this movie whets the appetite of people with depraved nature and with a goal to sell children, which happens in this country, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, doesn't make it untrue. And we know that every 40 seconds in this country, Kate, a child is abducted, and out of those who are abducted, at least one will be taken into child trafficking. That's over 60,000 kids in this country, conservatively. So now you add this, because the audience is not children. The audience is who? The audience is adults to watch this movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for people listening, living, for me, our satellite facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we just had a huge story about two guys who were trying to pull girls off the street. They were circling around a high school, and they were trying to offer rides, and that's exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to kidnap some of these girls. So it happens in these suburban areas. I mean, I think that's what people don't understand, the disconnect. I mean, this isn't just happening in economically depraved areas. It's happening in your neighborhoods, believe it or not, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a few years back, before it became such a national issue, the profile was a white male, 35 to 45 years old, in a gated community with his own family as the main, you know, organizer, trafficker, you know, with his network of other traffickers. Now it's gone down. It's more like 25 to 35. But you're right. People who feel that, oh, and not in our neighborhood, or it's too good of a neighborhood, that's exactly the kind of neighborhood that this kind of thing can happen in. And one story is very quickly, we had a 16-year-old girl that was targeted at her high school, prep school, both parents professional, nice house. She had a younger sister. The predator targeted her from the parking lot of the high school, approached her, shoved a burner phone in her pocket and said, if you don't answer this, I will kill your family, starting with your little sister. So what is the 16-year-old going to do? She's terrified. Took 3 years before the parents figured out what was going on with her extracurricular activities, which they thought were school, okay? Because the predator actually showed up at the house when the little sister got home. The big sister comes home, sees this, and knows that he will kill her family.
Wow. Oh, that is so, so scary. How can people find you, Andy?
They can find me at voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com is launching an Add Your Voice campaign. Kate, we want to get a million people on our roster. They, when they go to that site, they just click join. They can email and say, add my voice, Jane Doe or John Doe. because with a million voices, it's hard for anybody to not listen to the things that need to get done, whether it's legislative, whether it's education, whether it's mental health services, or, you know, more proactive prosecution of predators. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com has information, and they can also contact me through that site.
All right, Andy, as always, thank you so much for what you do and speaking out and being here on the show with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, so picking up on that thread, too, again, of what's happening with Netflix, if you have no idea, I mentioned it, Cuties is this movie, and a scene from the movie went viral, which is playing right into the hands of the creepy folks that are out there that are looking to do nefarious things, sadly, to children. And that's why I mentioned the trend on Twitter of the hashtag cancel Netflix. The movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls who form a twerking dance group. And it's sparked that controversy. Of course it has, because of the scene that went viral and because of that poster that is out there that was used by Netflix to promote the movie. So, you know, it shows the girls dancing in a definite sexualized manner for an audience of adults, and it's led to those calls for boycotts. And you think of it, I mean, critics are accusing Netflix of publishing, and I agree with them, softcore child pornography, and say the movie was even worse than previously expected. And think of pedophilia and playing into pedophilia. So if you look at that hashtag and you go anywhere, you know, and look at this up, look this up, you'll see it, where, you know, this needs to be taken off the air. It's just disappointing. To me, it's disappointing to the number of people that are defending it. I'm all for freedom of expression and arts and et cetera, but you're enabling pedophilia. If you see this, it really does, and it's scary. And because I've just seen this happen in my own area, and I can't imagine if you're the mother of a young girl and you're somewhere just trying to get them educated, and I know a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, but many are going back to school, and you have people circling these high schools and middle schools and elementary schools and looking to exploit young girls and the vulnerability there. Wow. Encouraging that to me is so outrageous. I mean, come on. You know that, right? You're out there and you have grown daughters, you have granddaughters, you have nieces. And this is just, it's just very, very sad. And I am a big fan of Netflix normally, and I am also adding my voice to being incredibly disappointed by this. And it's in telling a story. There are ways to tell a story, right? And in this is so explicit. Seriously, the shots of these girls are unbelievable. So saying twerking is putting it mildly. I'm being nice. There's more than twerking that is happening here in what you're seeing. And this isn't a movie. I mean, this isn't a movie that's encouraging the opposite of what we want to see happen. I mean, you could say, and some people who are defending it are saying, oh, it's a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. But I don't think so. I think that this is the opposite of that, that it is it's pushing it out there, especially why does this scene go viral? So add your voice to that list. I mean, who wants to see that? So let's clean it up. Absolutely. And thank you for listening to this version of the show.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.